Chapter 2. Training. McGovern went down to Fort Snelling, Minnesota, where the following morning he was sworn into the Army. He took the oath and became a buck private. After a couple of days of just waiting around, it was south to Jefferson Barracks, just outside St. Louis. The men called it JB. It was located in a series of ravines and hills. It was cold. When it wasn't snowing, it was raining. Mud was everywhere. JB, like most other AAF bases built during the war, was constructed according to Army Air Force's Chief of Staff, General H.H. Hap Arnold's insistence that the bases be models of Spartan simplicity. There were 24 wannabe air cadets in each tar paper barracks. Their average age was 19. They were issued their uniforms, shoes, mess kits. For many of them, it was their first time away from home, which made them susceptible to diseases. Illness became so prevalent that the cadets took to calling one street Influenza Valley, another Pneumonia Gulch. Nevertheless, they were there to learn the difference between the right way, the wrong way, and the Army way of doing things, so they had little time to get acquainted. Instead, they drilled. The old sergeants were there to teach them how to keep their barracks clean, their uniforms ready for inspection at any time, how to march, shoot a rifle and a pistol, march some more, obey verbal commands. To the sergeants, they were just another bunch of buck privates that needed to be shaped up. And so the yelling and hollering began, McGovern said, and the nonstop four-letter words. The drilling was nearly continuous. If a man reported for sick call, and many did at first, the sergeants regarded him as, and called him, an F-off. McGovern was lucky. He was in good health, and his sergeant, named Trumbo, although he enjoyed drilling all the men, he called them new smart college guys, still had a streak of kindness in him. Sergeant Trumbo taught them close-order drill. He taught them to run as fast as they could, then throw themselves down behind a fence, a rise in the ground, or into a hole, how to put on a gas mask, and more, from dawn to dusk and into the night. They ate.